House Senate Tax Conference Committee. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Article 5 on page 21, sections 10 through 13.
We've heard the motion that the House position. Can you restate the page, please?
It's page 21, Mr. Chair, Article 5, sections 10 through 13. And I'd like a roll call on that, too, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We have Article 5 on page 21, and Representative Anderson, you said 10 through 13.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
And you asked for a roll call?
Yes, please.
Oh, that's what that is. That's the special levy, levy limit base, adjusted levy limit base, property tax levy limit. Take the roll, please.
Chair Davids.
Aye.
Representative Loon.
Aye.
Representative Anderson.
Aye.
Representative Lincheski.
Yes.
Representative Runbeck.
Aye.
Chair Ortman.
No.
Senator Limmer is excused. Senator Senjum.
Aye.
Senator Rosen.
Aye.
Senator Chamberlain.
Aye.
Representative Lincheski.
Aye.
Five in the House, three members.
Wow.
Five members of the House, three members of the Senate. The motion is adopted.
Mr. Chair, I'd move that with leave of both the House and Senate, so we're not in violation of joint rules, that the conference committee can meet for up to 1 hour after midnight.
Mr. Chair,
Senator Ortman.
I am hoping that we're going to be done before then, Representative Lincheski. I mean, I think we don't have that much left on the agenda for tonight. We are going to convene again tomorrow, so I'm hoping we don't need your motion.
I hope so, too. I just don't want you to be in violation of House rules. Mr. Chair, so I'll withdraw it now, but if we get to 2 minutes, too, I'd like to make the motion again. But thank you, Mr. Chair.
I recognize you.
Withdraw.
Okay. Chair Ortman. Senator Chair Ortman.
Senator. Thank you, Paige.
Former Commissioner.
We're about to do LGA. Okay. Mr. Chair, we're looking for the page number here. Members, if we could, I'd like to move to the LGA and CPA provisions on page 24. Mr. Chair, I would move to adopt the language of the House, Article 6, Sections 18 through 21.
The motion is on page 24. Senator Ortman, Article 6, Sections 18 through 21. Discussion?
Mr. Chair, if we could just have a very brief summary from Council of the provisions that we are adopting.
Very brief summary, Ms. Dalton.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is all of the this is the main part of the county program aid, which was identical in both bills, and it adopts the definition of first class cities, which is used in the House bill, and sets up the starting point for when the formula goes back into effect in pay 2013, and it also finishes the phase out of LGA to first class cities that's in the House bill.
Mr. Chair, I do have an amendment to that language. It's the
A99. We have the A99 amendment. Can you describe that? Section 22.
Mr. Chair, the A99 amendment actually amends Section 22, which is the remaining part of the LGA and CPA.
Mr. Chair, then I would withdraw the A99 amendment and go back to just sections 18 through 21.
Senator Ortman withdraws the A99 amendment and renews her motion, Article 6, sections 18 through 21, page 24. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion fails.
Thank you.
Item next.
Mr. Chair, I would like to turn then to Article 6, Section 22 on page 25, and I would move that with the amendment, the A99, Mr. Chair.
So members will be voting on the A99 amendment instead of off the spreadsheet. Ms. Dalton.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, what the A99 amendment does is it combines the Senate LGA formula and the House LGA formula for pay 2011. It does the House side of the first-class cities, so it's doing the reductions in the first-class cities equal to 25%. But for the remaining cities, it is giving them their aid base, which is the lesser of what they were paid in 2010 or what they are certified to get in 2011, which was the Senate provision. And then for pay 2012 and 13 and 14, it remains at the House provisions.
Is the Houston fix in there?
I'm sorry, no, Mr. Chair. The A99 amendment lines 2 through 8 are actually the Houston fix that was in the Senate bill.
Senator Ortman.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, if I could just summarize, the Senate position was to maintain current funding levels for LGA and county program aid. The House had a different provision. There were some slight increases in LGA across the state and maintain levels of CPA, but there was this reduction of aid to cities of the first class, and they were defined in their bill as a compromise provision. I am moving that we adopt to maintain county program aid going forward, that we maintain current LGA levels without further reduction, except for those three cities of the first class.
Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
Mr. Chair, now I think we need to move Section 22. We amended it.
Section 22 as amended, page 25, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Oh. Motion prevails.
All right. And, Mr. Chair, I believe this is the final motion for the evening. House Section 23, and I would move the House position. They are additional LGA and CPA provisions.
So, Senator Ortman, your motion is Article 6, the House position, Section 23, page 25.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, that's all I have. I don't know if there are other members with motions, but I'm not aware of any.
Well,
Mr. Chair.
Senator.
One question I had, Mr. Chair, regarding market value homestead credit. On page 23, do we need to move Section 12 to finish that up?
Mr. Hines?
Mr. Chair, that was included in that. One of the amendments you adopted included that, okay. The language for that section.
Representative Runbeck?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Now, I guess we don't need this motion tonight as far as allowing staff to straight stuff up, or do you want to allow us to, so you can straight stuff up now, or is that for we're done?
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, I do have one other amendment.
Senator Ortman.
Mr. Chair, we received a letter from the Department of Revenue today, dated May 12, 2001. I expressed earlier my great disappointment that we would get this letter today after these bills were passed out of our respective chambers a month ago. Nonetheless, the Department of Revenue, Assistant Commissioner Mossman has asked us to make some technical corrections to our provisions that we've passed, and I would ask our staff if they would look to adopt the technical corrections into the language that has been adopted by this conference committee to this point, and to let us know if there are others that cannot be adopted.
Discussion. And cited in the letter from the Department of Revenue, letter dated May 12, 2011. Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. With that, an announcement from Senator Orton.
Mr. Chair, I think I have 3 minutes for this announcement, but I promise to take only 30 seconds. We are going to be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock and hopefully, 12 o'clock, excuse me, and hopefully be done no later than 2 o'clock tomorrow. So we will adjourn until 12 o'clock tomorrow when we will begin looking at tax relief proposals in both of our bills.
Anything else on freeze for the good of the order or the department? The government all signed, they are adjourned.